This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After those five requests, we finish off the dua by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He deserves to be praised. This corresponds with other Quranic dua and also dua from the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, where we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something, like we ask Him for forgiveness and we ask Him for mercy, and then we say at the end, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, for example, because you are al-ghafoor and you are al-raheem, you are the all-forgiving and you are the merciful. The same way that other du'as start with request and then end with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, similarly, this du'a starts with those five requests and then we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we say, فَإِنَّكَ تَقْضِي وَلَا يُقْضَى عَلَيْكَ, because you are the one who decrees and no one can decree against you. Meaning that nobody has the ability for anything to happen by their will without you willing it to happen. So this ties directly into the request that preceded it, which is, وَقِينِي شَرَّ مَا قَضَيْتِ, and save me, protect me from the evil of what you have decreed. We're saying, because you're the only one who decrees, O Allah. Now, does this mean that, and this is very important for us as believers, does this mean that you're not going to be afflicted, that you're not going to face any hardship? No, it doesn't mean that. The best of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faced hardships, he faced afflictions. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lost 6 of his 7 children in his lifetime. Yet he was the one closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it doesn't mean we're not going to be tested. In fact, Abdurrahman ibn Auf, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ابتنينا مع رسول الله sallallahu alayhi wa sallam بالضراء فصبرنا. We were tested with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with difficulty, and we were patient with that. وابتنينا بعده بالسراء فلم نصبر. And we were tested after him, yani after the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with prosperity, and we were not patient. Subhanallah, you look at this, and they realized that everything that happened to them, whether it was adversity and difficulty, or whether it was ease and prosperity, that it's all a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Allah is going to test us with both ways. And it's not about the test, it's how we respond to that test. So we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decree for us that we respond to that test in a way that is pleasing to Him. فَإِنَّكَ تَقْضِي وَلَا يُقْضَى عَلَيْكَ, because you are the one who decrees, and nobody can decree against you. We then go on to say, إِنَّهُ لَا يَذِلُّ مَنْ وَالَيْتَ, the one who you are the wali of will never be humiliated. And this again ties back into the early request, وَتَوَلَّنِي فِي مَنْ تَوَلَيْتَ, right? And befriend me amongst those whom you have befriended and be my ally and be my companion. And so we're saying, well, why is it that I want to be your wali? It's because the one who is your wali, O Allah, that person is not humiliated. Again, does it mean that every believer or every person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes as a wali, that person will never face defeat in this life, that they will never go through any hardships? Absolutely not. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the believers in the Quran after they lost at the Battle of Uhud, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ, right? Allah says, look, don't falter. لَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, and don't be sad. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ, you all have the upper hand. You are al-a'lawn, which is the opposite of being humiliated. On what condition? إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ, if you are in fact mu'minun, people of faith. And so you're not being humiliated is actually tied to your iman. That is that the people of iman will never be humiliated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, to Allah belongs the honor, and to His messenger, and to the believers. And that is because the mu'minun, the people of faith, their hearts are attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah alone. And they do what they do seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they only fear Him. And their hope is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is true honor. That person can never be humiliated. And a person who appears to have the material wealth, or perhaps they have some position of power, but they worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their heart is divided between this and that, between pleasing one entity and another entity. Though that person may appear to have honor and might in this life, they are in fact humiliated inside of themselves. So a person may reach the highest status of anybody in this dunya, but if they are not a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they are a slave to something else, and that is where humiliation lies. And this is highlighted by one of the scholars of Islam, Sheikh Abd al-Rahman bin Nasr al-Sa'di, rahimahullah ta'ala, who says, وَمِنْ أَعْظَمِ فَضَائِلِهِ أَنَّهُ يُحَرِّرُ الْعَبْدَ مِنْ رِقِ الْمَخْلُقِينَ وَتَعَلُّقِ بِهِمْ وَالْعَمَلِ لِأَجْلِهِمْ وَخَوْفِهِمْ وَرَجَائِهِمْ وَذَلِكَ الْعِزُّ الْحَقِيقِي وَالشَّرَفُ الْعَلِي. He says that from the greatest virtues of Tawheed is that it frees the person from bondage to the creation, from being attached and being a slave of a created being, and doing what you do for that created being. That is, that's your intention behind what you do, or hoping in that created being, or fearing that created being, that it frees you from all of that. وَذَٰلِكَ الْعِزُّ الْحَقِيقِ. And that is true honor. And a person who does that will never be humiliated. Then we finish off the dua, Tabarakta Rabbana wa ta'alayt. Blessed are you, our Lord, and you are exalted, ta'alayt. You are exalted above, far above any deficiencies. When we say Tabarakta, you are blessed, our Lord, that goes back to asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for barakah, because He is the most blessed, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the owner of barakah and the giver of barakah. And then we say wa ta'alayt, and you are far above any deficiencies, our Lord. As you can see, this dua is comprehensive and it is amazing. And it doesn't stop in the month of Ramadan, because Ramadan is about building those good habits. So if you're praying throughout the nights of Ramadan, you're making qiyam or you're making tahajjud, that is a habit that you're building that inshallah you will continue to do after the month of Ramadan. Notice that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught this dua to his grandson, Al-Hasan. So if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took the time to teach this dua to someone who was so young, then how much more so is it important for us to learn this dua and also to teach it to those who are young? Learn this dua, memorize it, and convey it. Jazakumullah khairan.